Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
Back at it as we are into hour number two of the program. Here in hour number two, we've got a few things to get to. We are going to talk with a St. Louis Battlehawk. We're going to be doing this on an every week basis now. Generally, it's going to be on Thursdays, but not always on Thursdays, depending on the Cardinal schedule and some other things going on. But we're going to try to talk with a Battlehawk each and every week as Travis Feeney is going to join us coming up in just a few moments. About 15 minutes or so is when he is scheduled to call in. And then also coming up this hour, we're going to talk with Mike Zook, a former St. Louis Blue, guy who scored the game-winning goal in a college hockey championship game that was played here in St. Louis about 50 years ago. So we're going to talk with him about the Frozen Four, which is going on as we speak over at the Enterprise Center. I'll tell you, I love days like this because you roll into downtown and like the hustle and bustle that exists is just, it feels a little different than most days. And I think, you know, it feels that way obviously with Blues games and Cardinals games, but there's something a little more today with the Frozen Four in town. The first game of the day, it's a good one. Denver and Western Michigan are matched up against each other. That game is currently in overtime and they are all tied up at 2 goals apiece. Once that game wraps up, Penn State and Boston University are going to play against each other. Penn State playing in a Frozen Four for the first time ever. Those two teams matching up against each other for a first time ever as well. We've talked a lot about it today. Rodery Munoz is joining the Cardinals here as he takes the spot of Chris Roycroft. It's being reported that Munoz is getting the call from AAA Memphis. He'll be on the roster tomorrow when the Cardinals open up their weekend series against the Philadelphia Phillies. And I'm excited to see what Munoz can do for this team. I liked what I saw in spring training from him. He was impressive. And as we are into a strike zone hour of a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX, talk about Munoz and what he could mean for this team moving forward and being part of the future. Building the Future is sponsored by Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. I think he's just one of these arms to be excited about for the bullpen moving forward. And I think these guys are going to come around. And Chris Roycroft is absolutely still in that discussion. I'm bullish on what Roycroft's going to become. I like what Gordon Graceffo could potentially be. Riley O'Brien, the same guys I mentioned last hour, Tekoa Roby, that sort of thing. But I do think there is a bigger conversation to be had right now. And maybe I'm jumping the gun on this conversation, because if the Cardinals can start winning some games, and if they can, which I think they're going to do, I'm still a believer in this team that they can be better than what outside expectations would say they're going to be. Now, honestly, if we're being very blunt about it, the way they have played for the last week or so, the series against Boston and the series against Pittsburgh, that's kind of what the outside expectations thought that this team was going to be. That was the expectation of the team. And that's kind of the bummer in this whole thing, that I think they can be better than that, but anytime they're not better than that, there's going to be people that say, see, told you so, thought that that's what they're going to look like. And I can remind you as much as I want to that they're 12 games into the season. But like I've said a million times now, they're also in a year where it feels like they have to get off to a good start. So what are the next steps on this whole thing for this team moving forward? Where do they go if things don't go where they want them to go, both from a team standpoint and from an individual standpoint? And we discussed this a little bit on Redbird Rush Hour today, but I kind of feel like in many ways, the next, I don't know if it's an inflection point, the next major decision, I guess, to be made could potentially come around Miles Michaelis, because so much was made of his offseason where he had to find a way to be better. He had the second worst ERA of any qualifying pitcher over the last 2 years. That's not going to play. And he's going into the final year of a contract where now, if you move on from him, the money that you're eating, while it's still a fair amount of money because he's a highly paid player, if you move on from him this year, you're moving on. You're not paying him next year and the year beyond and the year beyond. It just feels different when you move on from a guy who's in the final year of his contract.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And... I'm a little bit more liberal in the, I guess, the leash that I would give Michaelis than a lot of people are. Certainly more than Kevin Wheeler would. We have this discussion all the time. And I understood what the Cardinals were doing. I completely understood what the Cardinals were doing when Michaelis was in the rotation and, you know, Matz is essentially in the rotation. He's just getting in the rotation a few weeks late because he's going to join when they go to a six-man rotation. And Michael McGreevy is down at AAA Memphis. I understood what was going on, because the last thing you wanted to have happen was somebody gets injured, two guys get injured, three guys get injured, two guys get injured, and another guy is just completely non-effective, and all of a sudden you are really scrambling for starting pitching. You want to avoid that. So if you have a little bit of starting pitching depth, using that at the beginning of the season and see how it all plays out, to me that makes a lot of sense. And I know from a Cardinal standpoint, I'm sure they're also very cognizant of the amount of money that they are paying Miles Michaelis, and they didn't want to walk away from that right at the beginning of the season. But I don't, the money part of it, I don't care about. That doesn't concern me. What does concern me is kind of the baseball side of it. And I think it's very fair, and I think it's very legitimate of the Cardinals to begin the season with Miles Michaelis in the rotation after he had a perfectly fine spring and after he talked very much about him knowing that he needed to change the way he pitches, that he needs to throw less middle strikes. Like, that's essentially what it comes down to. He's done it a little bit. He hasn't done it enough. If you look at his chart of where he is throwing pitches, especially where he's throwing fastballs, there are still a lot of middle. There are still a lot of pitches that are catching a lot of plate. He was fine in his first start. Not great, not bad, just fine. Second start, obviously, was terrible. And now I feel like we are coming up on that leash beginning to shorten on him, where he has to perform at a respectable level, or I think the conversation about what to do with him really comes to the forefront for the Cardinals. We can talk all we want about it, and that's what people in the media do, and that's what fans do. We can talk all we want about it, but I'm more interested in when do the Cardinals start to talk about a possible change. And he's probably still one or two really bad starts away from that happening. But then the next question is, what does that change look like? When Oliver Marmol was on with the guys on Tuesday, they asked him about Michaelis, and Ali kind of turned the question back on Tom Ackerman and said, what would you do? And Tom's answer was switch him and Steven Matz and get Matz in the rotation and put Michaelis in the bullpen. I don't have a problem with the Matz part of that, Matz going into the rotation. I think Matz is set up to have a very respectable season, especially if he can stay healthy. That's obviously the key for him. But I wouldn't understand the idea of putting Michaelis in the bullpen. The only reason to put Michaelis in the bullpen is to think to yourself that maybe you can work on some things with him there that will eventually get him back into the rotation. Because everything about Miles Michaelis says this is a guy who is going to have his best chance for success as a starting pitcher. I don't see his skill set transferring to the bullpen. I don't think he's going to be happy down there. I don't think his skill set transfers to that. Like, I don't think that is a good idea. Now, if the Cardinals are hell-bent on keeping him on the roster and keeping him in the organization, well, and he pitches as poorly as he did his last time out another time or two, then sure, putting him in the bullpen is better than having him take the ball on every fifth day. But once you start doing stuff like that, I have to start to wonder, is it time just to cut bait? Is it time just to wash your hands of that? Now, Michaelis has something to say about that, right? Let's not count this guy out. He is somebody who he can have a bounce back. He can pitch well here moving forward. And this line of conversation is going to change dramatically. And I've always said, you know, this guy's not that far removed from being an all-star pitcher. He's also 2 years of being statistically one of the worst pitchers in baseball. So both those things are true. He was an all-star not that long ago. He has not been good for two straight years. Which one of those two sides can start to win out? That's a big question over the next couple weeks. And if you think he's kind of the guy that he was in Boston and not a whole lot has changed from the last 2 years to right now, I think that's the point that the Cardinals do start to make some sort of a tough decision. What's on Deck is sponsored by Chesterfield Fence and Deck, the sign you have the very best, chesterfieldfence.com. Cardinals, Phillies tomorrow as they open up a three-game weekend series against each other. This is going to be a fun one. The Phillies are a very, very good team, and the Cardinals for tomorrow's game, They are set to send Andre Pallante to the mound, and he's going to be opposed by Aaron Nola. 7:15 first pitch tomorrow. Our coverage is going to begin with Redbird Rush Hour at 5 o'clock. We will take a break, and when we return, we are set to be joined by Travis Feeney of the St. Louis Battlehawks. He's with us in just a moment on the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.